Welcome to the Justine Blaney Wellness Center podcast. We are here to help you be your best. You'll be able to lead your family and friends with amazing energy and vitality. So listen in. We've got amazing information just for you.
Welcome, everybody. And we are so excited to have a newer team member with us here. So we have Edwin Galliano, who does multiple things here at Justine Blaney Wellness Center. So he has 18 years of noteworthy leader experience in the therapeutic industry. He does craniosacral therapy, and he also does somatic release therapy. And Dr. Justine is here with us as well, and she's going to interview Edwin and really understand and help everyone here learn more about what Edwin does and how it can help you and your family. Please help me welcome both Edwin and Dr. Justine.
All right. Hi, everyone. And thank you, Angela. I'm so excited that you're on our team, Edwin. This is something that I think is a huge help for people, especially during these stressful times. Everybody is more stressed than ever, whether they have, you know, two jobs or three jobs, or, you know, both parents working, or just overwhelmed with taking care of their parents rather than their kids. So we're just living in times where, you know, traffic is worse. Everything feels sometimes like it's just overloading our shoulders, and your type of therapy can be a huge help to our patients and to our community in Brampton. So grateful that you're on our team, and just want people to learn more about your services and what you do, and just more about you personally. So where did you grow up?
Interesting, y'all. First of all, happy to be here. Everybody needs to know my mission here is to help people heal. And so this is right on target. I was born in South America, Colombia. And it was an adventurous childhood, which I enjoyed a lot. And then I came to Canada when I was still a teenager, about 13 years of age. And I've been here since.
Amazing, amazing. So did your high school years here in Ontario? And then how did you end up in healthcare?
I always knew I wanted to help individuals. Again, coming back, I didn't know at that time my mission was all about healing. So I began a program in George Brown College with fitness and lifestyle management. So I got introduced to everything from nutrition, physiology, anatomy, and all of that. And then I wanted to be more hands-on, and massage therapy program came along. I started to work on massage therapy, helping patients and clients, but I wasn't quite getting all the results I wanted. So then my journey on studying began, which never ends. And so multiple courses on how to help people more efficiently. And then from there, just taking many kinds of programs and courses and so on.
And so if we just take it back to from massage therapy, what were the next kind of courses that you took?
Actually, as part of the massage therapy program, I got introduced to something called Sukodo, which is energetic modalities. It was a master from Japanese, and it was really outside of these world, and that was my introduction to energy work. We got their certification as part of the diplomat program. And also a sports massage. After that, being introduced to the energy, craniosacral came along. Craniosacral therapy is very physiological, but also starts to connect energetically and leads us into emotional release. And then from there, just courses and courses continue to fall.
I love a lifelong learning, you know, the constant and never ending learning can I principle from Tony Robbins. So that's amazing. And certainly that helps us stay on our toes to be our best. How would you explain cranial sacral therapy, and who is it for?
Cranial sacral therapy refers to the physiological system that begins in the cranium and also connects to the sacrum. That's what the words really mean. The cranium being, of course, the head, all these bones that connect the head. And then the sacrum is the very last bone in the spine. So that's what the word craniosacral really means. There is the membrane around the brain and the spinal cord called the meninges, three layers. And the center layer is almost like a web. and it carries cerebrospinal fluid. It allows for the clear fluid to be on movement up and down from the day we're born until we die. So then, because these fluid is on movement, it creates a rhythm, which we call the craniosacral rhythm. So basically, in craniosacral, we're trained to work with that rhythm, which feels 10 to 12 cycles per minute. Very gentle, very subtle. It took me a long, long time to be able to connect to that rhythm. And then what we do in craniosacral therapy is that rhythm starts to relax and actually stops. When we achieve that, basically the client, the patient is relaxing at a deeper level because it's the nervous system really just having nothing to do and relaxing. So it's deeper level of relaxation than any other modality I found. Massage therapy is actually more stimulating than anything. So when I got to craniosacral, it's like, okay, now I can help people relax really at the central nervous system level. And then from that point of view, we stimulate what we call the four R's: rest, relaxation, repair, restore. As therapists, we're working on a lot of restrictions in the cranium. We can do a lot of restrictions here on what we call the avenue of expression, make sure the flow of energetic, but of course, a lot of arteries and veins and information passing through. So we need to make sure these avenues are open and flowing. So there's a lot of things we can do and release through craniosacral, but at the same time, patient is relaxing. And I don't know if that explains what craniosacral therapy is, very gentle.
Helps, and I can say as a patient, it is extremely relaxing. Often you can fall asleep. It's very, very gentle. And so the therapist, when I've done it, has either had their hands around the back of my neck, gently just holding my head, or one hand just placed right under the sacrum while laying on your back so they can feel the sort of like the tailbone area gently oscillate and move. And for those that don't know, I did cranial sacral therapy for my children with having two emergency C-sections. If the head does not go through the vaginal canal, if the bones of the head, there's multiple different bones in the head, they don't form as well. Going through a natural childbirth is actually good for the baby. So, and it helps the head to get that cranial sacral rhythm. So we did cranial sacral therapy for our babies in order to help them get that rhythm in under better control after having emergency C-sections. And certainly if that's stressful environment for mom, it's a stressful environment for the baby as well. So it is for all ages. What are some of the kinds of conditions that people tend to come in for cranial sacral therapy that you've seen?
So because cranial sacral is able to help individuals relax very deep and almost take them to another level of perception, so then people become an observer and then they can see more clearly what is really affecting them. So in the beginning, it's kind of like they start to relax. But as I go deeper, it's like we find what's restricting the body, what's restricting the energetic flow on the shoulders or the head. So very quickly, it taps into what we call somato-emotional release, which I'm interested in taking patients to go there and see, because then they can see what's blocking the flow generating headaches, for example. It's like, oh, I don't know why I feel these helmet, or I don't know why I feel all these load on my shoulders that feels like 100 pounds. Okay, what does that load look like? Well, it feels like a backpack, or it feels like a rock. Now we're into different material. If I'm helping individuals release that, I find that the treatments are super efficient, a lot more than I could ever do with massage therapy.
That we hold our emotions in our muscles. So I know if I'm tense, I feel it in my traps, I feel it in the suboccipitals, everything tightens up in my shoulders, right down to my back. And some patients I found when they have emotional tension, they might even have plantar fasciitis. They might even have sore feet and they think it's because of their shoes, but it's because of the emotions and the emotional heavy baggage that they're carrying. What can happen in a treatment when or what will a person experience when they're doing some emotional release therapy?
So when they're doing emotional release, a lot of times people feel a load in their body, a heaviness. So it's like initially consciously people say, oh, I got neck tension or I got a headache. But as we go deeper, it's like, oh, I don't feel the neck tension. And what I'm feeling is a load, a heaviness, something trapped here. When we go into that, then we get to realize, yes, it feels like it's very specific. It could be a couple pounds. It could be a couple ounces. It doesn't matter how. I've seen a few tons too. So then people are actually carrying that even unconsciously. And we feel that, oh, yeah, massage is going to feel good. But if we do not release that load, it's like the situation continues. And it's interesting because it's something unconscious. So my job is really to help them see that. And then once they see it, that's half the job. Seeing it, when I see it, when I say seeing it, is sensing, perceiving, noticing, or seeing with the mind's eye. And people get to feel, sense, perceive these things. And when they're able to release, there is a sensation of I feel light. And also it's very interesting that people get to inner peace. So that's how we all know we're on track. Patient knows he, she's on track. And I know we have achieved something important, even if it releases a little bit. But it's a work on progress. As people continue, they go deeper and deeper into what else is there to release.
And I'll share with others that I've done some of this work myself. And I remember them working on a spot in sort of between my shoulders. And I just thought it's from work. It's from playing hockey. And they did this release. And next thing I knew, I was crying. And I was like, what the heck? Like, why am I crying? I'm like tough. I'm strong. I'm a hockey player. But literally, as we started to do more work, realized that that was an area that I had trapped emotions from when my parents got divorced as a young age. And I didn't even know that some of that tension that consistently just came back and back and back. And I blamed it on, you know, my playing hockey, and didn't realize it, that it was an emotional tension that I was holding from childhood. And so sometimes whether it's we've been bullied as a child, or, you know, even just an argument that didn't go our way and we thought it was no big deal, really we suppressed it and we felt it into our muscles. And I can share with you I did another session, and I just started laughing, and I was like, what am I laughing about? I didn't even know. And it was a way of releasing emotions. And many times I'm sure you hear people sigh, just like it's almost like they can take another really deep breath, like really just blowing out that smoke. Sometimes you ask me about, when I've done treatments, about colors or what I'm seeing. What's that for?
We're all conscious right now talking and listening. But when we go into craniosacral, we start to go into the unconscious. When we start to go into the unconscious, you start to feel, sense, and perceive other things we're not aware of right now. And a lot of times people start to see colors, images, memories, numbers, or different perceptions. So then this is a perfect opportunity. Craniosacral, Dr. Pledger talks about the inner physician within us. This something inside of us that has all the record, all the knowledge, and all the history. So for him, it's very simple to say, let's just connect to that wisdom and let that wisdom guide us. So then at that point, we just say higher wisdom, inner wisdom, connect, however we like to call it, connect. So then what we trust is that all these images and colors are part of the conversation connected to that heaviness or that load or etc. So that way we're being guided by our own inner wisdom. And then we can monitor, because we know the rhythm is still off. When the rhythm's off, we know something very important is happening and the body is allowing it, is everything's in coherence. Should the rhythm not be off, nothing's happening. Patient's not interested in going there. I will not force that. It's not for me to force anything. This is why the explanation has to be clear in the beginning, because having said all this, is not me who helps heal, is really the individual healing themselves. We just facilitate and support. But if that someone is not ready for that, there's nothing I can do at that level. Okay.
Resonates with chiropractic so much. We talk about the inner healing and innate intelligence, the inner intelligence inside all every one of us. And the ultimate goal is to help the doctor from within to heal, so we can be the very best version of ourselves. And I know the work you do is releasing that inner healing, inner potential, so we can you know, even deal with problems we don't even know we have, right? That sometimes we're holding tensions, holding traumas, holding emotions, and we've just squashed them to tough it up. And many of us, we've learned to be so tough, so strong, and to put up these big walls that's to our own detriment and to our own, health challenges in the end. So this is great for everybody, even if you don't feel headaches, you don't feel back pain, you think you're all cool and you're all fine, but actually it's because you put that tough shell on. And this is a time and safe place to be able to let that backpack down, to let that shell down and really help work on, you know, the best part of yourself so you can be best for your family and for your community. Can you describe what it feels like? Like you're using your hands. The patient typically is under sheets, fully like covered. So there's no, your back might be exposed, your neck might be exposed, but you are covered in a decency way. But what is the patient actually feeling?
Okay, let me rewind a little bit here because now we're mixing a few things. Maybe I should clarify, I hold two licenses in Ontario, massage therapy, RMT, and also acupuncture. So when people come, they're coming with neck tension, back pain, headaches, I can't sleep, a lot of stress, I can't concentrate, so on. So then I cannot jump right away on craniosacral. What I do in massage therapy and under massage therapy is during all these years of studying, I got trained on kinesiology. Kinesiology means the study of movement. And so my massage therapy physically is about aligning the tendons and the wrist and the feet, make sure they're in the proper channel so that we don't get tendonitis. So then I make sure everything's flowing so we don't have to do needles to have energy flow properly. We can put tendons in place. We can actually, in kinesiology, one of the main things I concentrate on is aligning the discs in the spine. Through time, I figure that if I do not align the discs, the body still tense. It cannot relax physically. So it's very hard for me to take someone into craniosacral relaxation when the discs and the tendons are all off still. So usually the treatment begins with let's align the tendons, let's align the disc, let's put the physicality where it should go. Now the body's relaxed. Patient's able to now enter deeper level of relaxation. And then at that time we enter craniosacral should that individual is interested on that. Craniosacral will start to explore the unconscious, and then people feel the restriction. People feel the load. It feels like a rock, like a piece of metal, like a piece of wood or a ball. A ball is typical. So then we see that area is not flowing, it's stuck. It's not at ease. So if it's an organ with an emotion, with anger, so then we can say the organ is not at ease, it's really on disease. So if we get that block or energy or emotion release, then that organ or area will be more at ease. And that's really the difference between how you feel flowing and healthy or you feel stuck and cannot move. That's what it comes down to. So I wish I could release everything like that, but really individuals need to go and figure out, yes, I need to release this from my mom, this from my brother, this from my sister, from my teacher, etc. We're all holding stuff from different things. It's just a matter of being aware and ready to release that.
Yes, it does. And for those that wonder, it's what is similar to a massage is you are on a bed like what's right behind Edwin with sheets. Typically it's covered. So your buttocks are covered. If you're laying on your back, your chest is covered. So it is still very comfortable. You're not going to feel exposed. You're going to feel warm and you're going to feel very relaxed, similar to a massage. Patients, if they're uncomfortable, they can wear, still wear their underwear, their bra to make sure that they're in a comfortable state. And they do have what massage therapist and Edwin do proper draping techniques of the sheet to make sure that you're never feeling exposed and you're comfortable. For those who want to know, for me, when I've done treatments with Edwin, I find it very relaxing. Almost worried I'm going to snore or something like that, like, you know, or snort or something that uncomfortably, because you're in that relaxed state. Now, Edwin, you did say that you do acupuncture. Do you use acupressure as well?
It's very hard to not do it. Once you know what location can help for this and that, acupuncture is happening, whether we're not calling it acupuncture, whether we're not billing acupuncture, because it's part of the knowledge. I cannot pull it out for that session. So a lot of times just putting the tendons in alignment is what actually allows the channel to the channels to flow better. So we are functioning with the concept of acupuncture, and we don't have to use needles. So many ways to work with energy without needles, and it's part of the acupuncture process. Yes.
Excellent. Correct. Excellent. And then as far as any patients are asking about insurance billing, you said you had two licenses. So patients can bill under massage therapy and then create a separate file and bill under acupuncture. Is that correct?
That is correct. What you just said is perfect. What the colleges want is to keep everything separate. So if there's a file for massage therapy, okay, that file is separate. It's almost like Edwin is an entity for massage therapy. And then there's another entity for acupuncture. They just want to make sure everything's separate. So if somebody wants to use massage therapy, has one file. If he wants to use acupuncture, second file.
Now on the acupuncture file, can they do acupressure if they were nervous of needles?
We can do a lot of things in there. We can do laser. We can do neurostimulation. We can do acupressure. Sukkoto, what I mentioned earlier, is a way to move the energy with circular movements. It's so powerful and simple. It's so weird. So anyways, we make the energy flow the easier direction, and it just clears the channels. We do not have to use acupuncture to build acupuncture. There are many ways to work with energy.
Excellent. And the reason why I wanted to share that is because sometimes people are nervous. But if we are doing needles, remember, everybody, they are brand new needles. They are not reused. And they're very, very small as your hair, and they do not hurt going in. Sometimes you'll have some areas that are, the energy is stuck, so you'll feel that area more than other areas, but majority of the time it's very, very comfortable. How long does a treatment take, Edwin? Like, how much time should your patient schedule for a treatment?
Usually we work within an hour and 15 for craniosacral. Having said that, craniosacral has no limit. We can go deep and go far into exploring inner self, inner wisdom. So we have done a lot of sessions that they go for days and weeks. Actually, we did a lot of work in Iceland, in the Blue Lagoon, where patients were all day with multiple therapists for 5 days.
Wow.
We had it in the Bahamas as well. Same idea with the dolphins. So an hour is just like really an introduction, start to connect. There's no limit. So I've had sessions when people need to really go in there and release. 1.5 hour sessions work amazing so that we're not on a rush. Once people are there and releasing, it's very tough for me to stop and say, okay, time's up. Yes, we have an intention, but the releasing is so important that time is important at that time too.
And if you're like me, sometimes it's a little hard to let that guard down for a bit, right? Like that takes me that first 10, 15 minutes to almost get to that relaxation state. My husband can do it immediately. He can sort of turn off, but for me to turn off is much harder. So again, patients may need to schedule that hour and a half if you're more of my type A personality compared to my husband who has that ability to relax more easily. What are your favorite conditions to work with, Edwin?
I have had a lot of experience and response to a lot of people having pain radiating down the arm or sciatica. And really, when I come down to it, I need to check the discs. If I find the discs out, everything's off. Usually you can do all kinds of massage. You can do acupuncture. You can do many things. If the disc is still out, radiating doesn't stop. Okay, so to me, putting the discs back in alignment, putting the tendons back in alignment, help the physicality release is very efficient. It's almost like the first step for me. I usually ask people to, when they start with me, to commit to 4-6 sessions as a first phase of treatment. So that way we together get to see the level of speed and response and then finish it in 4-6 sessions. And then from there, they'd be able to determine, yes, it helped me with this, it helped me with that. And then we know there's a lot more to do, but at least we did that first phase.
Sounds amazing. And I just want everybody to know that works amazing in combination with chiropractic. This is something that can be combined with your exercise program, your personal trainer, your sports that you love, so you can be a better athlete. Just be able to focus better, sleep better, have better digestion. Remember, if your body's under stress, you cannot be able to function at your best for anything. So for those who need a complimentary meet and greet, ask more questions about your specific condition. Edwin is definitely available to do a 5-10 minute chat, no cost, to learn more about his services, what it feels like, what it's like, so you know that it's clean, it's safe, you feel comfortable. So come to the Justine Blaine Wellness Center to ask more questions, or if you prefer, virtually, we do those virtual consults as well. It is a service that I love. I've done it, and I do think that it's very, very helpful. So, Edwin, we're excited that you're on our team. Is there anything else that maybe we didn't ask about that you would like to share?
No, I find a lot of people going through major levels of stress that we forget we're stressed. It's like we're stressed and we don't know we're stressed kind of thing. And a lot of times people come to the table and they just crash. It's like, oh, my God, I fell asleep. Hey, that's all we need. Help the nervous system, everything just go into a fully relaxed, and then the body can see different. So we need a few sessions. I'm just here to help people. Those that are ready to heal is what I'm interested in working with. I do many other things we do not have time to share and talk about, but I'm working a lot with energy and the quantum. So with other techniques, help individuals as fast as possible. And then that's my mission. So I'm happy doing that, and I'll be happy to help all of them.
Awesome, Edwin. We're on the same page. And just for everybody to know that Edwin, we got introduced by Dr. Davis, who works in as a team with me to help our chiropractic patients. So we're grateful to Dr. Davis as well for introducing us and helping Edwin join our team. We do have a full team with naturopaths, holistic nutrition, physiotherapy, massage therapy, emotional release therapy, cranial sacral therapy, quantum energy therapies, and chiropractic. So we're, and kinesiologists. So we're here working as a team to help you. We're excited you're on our team. And coming up, we will be trying to have a video that explains a little bit so that you can see with your own eyes what this actually looks like. So stay tuned. Every week, our goal is to learn something new. We're happy you're with us and look forward to being with you soon.
Yes. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and look forward to helping all those patients that are ready.
Hi, this is Dr. Justine, and I'm so happy you were able to listen to this amazing podcast. I just want to make sure you know that this information isn't designed to diagnose or treat any condition. Please see your healthcare provider, your naturopath or chiropractor, for more information.